From the newsroom, I'm Susan King with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. Battered by a seemingly endless string of damaging storms, California this week endures what is perhaps the most ferocious yet this season, the state's 12th atmospheric river storm since Christmas. On Tuesday, a bomb cyclone hammers the Bay Area with hurricane-strength winds. The FAA implements ground stops at the Oakland airport, also San Francisco. Wind gusts exceeding 60 miles per hour. In the Santa Cruz Mountains, winds reached 89 miles per hour.
Now five people are confirmed dead, all related to trees that came down in extreme wind and rain. Over 700 trees and limbs were counted as going down in San Francisco alone. The storm looked like a hurricane as it went on shore, spinning with even a clear eye in the middle of it. San Francisco 911 says call volume spiked 400% as the storm moved through.
ABC News reporter Alex Stone. I'm Susan King. Up next, it's Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The annual Tsunami Warning Communications EAS test is happening on March 29th between the hours of 11 a.m. and noon. Additional testing will also occur outside of that single hour, with some jurisdictions' reverse calling systems tested before the EAS test and the Civil Air Patrol flying along the coast. The test simulating the dissemination of a tsunami warning for Del Norte, Humboldt, and Mendocino counties for a large tsunami wave originating from far away, such as in Alaska, with news. I'm Peter Killeen.